The marketing used the term conservative as a marketing tool is probably as powerful as ever. As a matter of fact, it might even be more powerful now. Because now people are like, they're meandering about the countryside now in search of conservatism. Wonder where they might find it. Now that Trump has moved in, is Trumpism conservatism? Well, I think there are some things that Trump does that are conservative. But I'm going to take this a little further than most. And I'm going to take Matt Lewis's piece here at thedailybeast.com, which is the headline story in today's pile of prep, and take it just a step further. Folks, a conservative movement, conservative action, conservative philosophy, if you will, is scholastic philosophy. That's what it is. Because it proceeds from the conservative point of view, from the point of view of ultimate humility, that man is able to learn anything that God wishes for him to learn. Doesn't have to, he is able to. But from the humble standpoint, that if he does not humble himself, that he will ultimately learn things that God does not want him to learn. In other words, pride will get in the way. So the conservative point of view has to begin with the good, true, and the beautiful. And when it comes to thinking, there's nothing more good, true, and beautiful than scholastic philosophy, Thomistic, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. Call it a banana if you want. It doesn't matter. Provided that it follows the teaching of a philosophy that is basically common sense, but combines those elements that gave Christianity and that made all those European countries that became ultimately part of Christendom, that made them such pillars of distinction and accomplishment as countries.